All right, another episode of the Daily Podcast with me, Eric B. And this time I'm going to talk about my high school football coaching experience that just unfortunately ended with a loss to a San Francisco high school football team. I'm not going to mention the other team. I'm not going to mention the high school players that I coached just because they're minors and, you know, didn't get their permission. So I'm just going to talk about their positions, how they were, and how this team meant a lot to me and a lot of other people. So we'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. So let's get this
started. You're listening to the Daily Podcast with Eric B.
Welcome, everyone. It's the Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Eric B. Yes, the San Francisco George Washington High School football team ended playoff loss against another high school football team here in San Francisco, the defending state champs and the defending city champs. So can't be all mad that we lost to a defending state champs. I'm going to play some background music, and I'm going to play the Rudy original motion picture soundtrack, just fitting with the high school football team that I coached for the past year. This is the full year that I coached for them. And for you guys who don't know, I started coaching with them when both my sons decided to play football. And to me, that was a joy. It was thrilling that they said, "Dad, I'm gonna play football." It started off with my older son. He decided to play football his freshman year, signed up his freshman year. Didn't really have a team his freshman year because from what I remember, the head coach decided, "I'm done. I don't want to coach this team anymore," and just walked out. So didn't really have a football team his freshman year. I think that was a 2018 season. The following season, my younger son decides to play football as well. Comes in as a JV guy, plays the 2019 season, and everything else was good. 2019 season, there was a new head coach. The head coach that I coach for now took over the mantle of head coach. Had my son, my older son, playing with the varsity team. Was able to be part of the team then. I jumped on the team and I said, "Hey, there's three of you guys." At the time, there was only three coaches. And I said, "I'll be more than happy to come in and help. I went to school here. I'd be more than happy to get the school back to where it was when I was there." Went to school at George Washington High School from 86 to 90. Played football from 86 to 89. And won one championship while I was there. Went to three Turkey Days. Lost two of those. Lost my freshman year. Lost my senior year. Only won one, which I'll take. One out of three ain't bad, right? But we were the dominating school back in the 80s. We were one of the top tier schools back in the 80s. And then when I came back to this high school and I found out the school wasn't, or the football program wasn't where it was when I was going. Like the last championship was 2011, 2012. The last playoffs was 5 years ago that they made. So they weren't where I was, you know, growing up. When I was growing up, it was George Washington High School. George Washington High School football. George Washington High School in Turkey. That's what it was when I was, you know, even after I left, that mantle went forward. You know, George Washington High School was a school that you would either be proud to play for or either be proud to lose against. When I got to the school and I said, "Okay, I'll help out. I'll do everything I can to be part of this. Be part of this football program." I said, "I want the school to be back where I was." I wasn't trying to step on anybody's feet. I wanted to help the program out. Came in, wanted to be in charge of the defense. All I do is defense. Defense. All I know is defense. When I got to George Washington High School, I was playing some offense, playing some running back. Wasn't really good, wasn't really fast. Moved me to defense, made me play cornerback. Again, wasn't really good, wasn't really fast. Made me play free and strong safety. And then that's where I found the knack of I just want to hit So they moved me as a middle linebacker. So I ended up playing as a middle linebacker when I was in high school. Picked up that position throughout the adult life, playing football, the college life, and all that stuff as well. So that's where I was. So I said, let me be the linebacker coach and let me help out with the defense. And was fortunate enough to be able to be part of the defense, defensive coordinator moving forward. And then the COVID hit. 2019, 2020 COVID hit. So this class of 2023 really only got 3 years of football instead of four. They were stolen a year because of COVID. Unfortunately, stolen a year because of COVID. And didn't practice. No, you know how it was during COVID. Even though it was outdoors, we didn't know how COVID was going to affect everybody. So a lot of people just stayed away from everybody. The school was doing online learning. These seniors were doing Zoom classes. So it was kind of a struggle to try to get a football team together. But they stayed together as a group. They were doing group chats. They had group messengers. They had all this stuff that they were doing with each other, making sure that the program, the football team, was still around, which was good. But at the same time, these kids were losing time. Some kids who wanted to play the 4 years to try to get it until, you know, a 4 year college or even transfer to a 2 year JC, they were losing time because COVID. When they finally lifted the COVID protocol and everybody can meet up, and as long as you're outdoor and, you know, the mask was kind of sort of going away, we got some kids, the dedicated kids who wanted to play football, show up for practice. Summer practice came. I was part of that team. I got to know these kids. I got to know their names. I got to know who they are. I got to know them individually and what type of players they are and they're becoming. You have some kids who, I want to play wide receiver, but you're not built as a wide receiver. Some kids who wants to play running back, but you have two left feet, can't be a running back. So you have to try to convince these kids that, hey, I know what you see on TV and I know what you see in the NFL, but this is not the position that's suited for you. It's hard to tell a kid that when you're watching, you know, they're watching NFL, college, and all these football, whatever, and they're coming in here thinking, oh, I want to play this position, but they're not meant to play that position. Physically, they're not meant to play that position. Athletically, they're not meant to play that position. That's what happened to me. You know, and I don't like comparing myself to these kids, but sometimes you live and you learn. You know about all these high school or these NFL quarterbacks who they came and they wanted to be quarterbacks, but they ended up being better wide receivers. They ended up becoming better running backs. So that's how it is. You have to try to convince these kids that, hey, I think you're a better wide receiver than you are a running back, than you are a quarterback. Easier said than done, especially when you see the look on their face when they say, oh no, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. Easier said than done. But some of them takes it. Some of them's like, okay, you know, you're right. Maybe this is not meant for me. Maybe I should do this and maybe I should do that. And that's fine. That's fine. Some kids took it and they embraced their new position. Some kids said, yeah, you're right. You know what? I don't want to be a tight end. I want to play defense. I want to play defense and I want to hit. And I try to tell some kids it's better off that you play a certain position because you're built for this position than the other position that you want to play. Just last season, there was a freshman who played D-end, D-tackle. And then when he came up, I said, you're probably better playing as a linebacker. He didn't want to. He wanted to play on the line. But then the JV coaches moved him to linebacker. And he loves that position. And I said, the positive thing about this for you is now you know how to play both positions. So if they need you on the line, they can put you on the line. But if you're a better linebacker, they'll keep you a linebacker. So you just have to show them that I think this is better for you. You have to convince them in a way where you're not telling them this is the position you should play. You just tell them, I think it'll be more beneficial if you play this position. You let them play the position. You see how much they shine in that position. And you let them say, you're right, I want to play this position. So anyways, back to the whole coaching thing. Summer practices was going on. We were getting everything together. You know, a lot of the sophomores who missed their time to play as JVs are now juniors coming into the new season. Coming into the new season playing as juniors, you have some of the juniors who are now seniors coming into the new season who, you know, played football, athletically knew how to play football, physically was able to play football, but their attitude when it came to being a team player wasn't quite there. It was all about me. Me. I want the ball. I want to do this. I want to do that. I focused more on my defense. I said, I'm going to have focus on the defense. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So I did. I focused on the linebackers, had them do some linebacker drills, and I focused more on the varsity team. You know, for some weird reason, it was hard to get a JV team. It was hard to get people to want to play football. Again, that football mentality when I was there and even years after me wasn't there anymore. As a fire truck rolls by outside my window, let it go by. Could be an ambulance. Who knows? Anyways, that football mentality wasn't there. Everybody wanted to play something else. It also could have been the parents, right? The parents could have been like, no, I don't want you getting hurt. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, the things on the news with concussions and heat strokes. There was a lot of added things. And also, I think the big picture was Washington football isn't good. Why do I want my kid to play for a program that's not good? Even the kids were like, why do I want to play for a program that isn't good? I'd rather play for a winning school or winning a team that can show me a better, you know, this and that. So it was like, okay, whatever. So we came, I helped be part of this reprogramming of this football attitude, this football mind. And I told the kids during the summertime, we are going to get you guys back on track. We're going to get you back to where it was, how it was. But the only thing you got to do is trust the process. Trust the coaches who has a lot of football experience. Three of the coaches that coached on the team graduated, won championships with George Washington High School. One coach is from Southern California who was an offensive defensive lineman who knew how to play that position. One coach from a Catholic school here in San Francisco who knew how to play wide receiver, DBs, defensive backs, all that stuff. He knew that. So out of the five of us, we had coaching experience. We knew how to coach. We knew what we were looking for in these kids. We knew how to develop these kids to get the best and most out of them. They just needed to trust the process. And of course, that was the first thing we needed to do. Have them trust the process. A lot of them was like, nah, I want to be quarterback. But you can't throw more than 20 yards. Yeah, I can't do this. You can't do that. Why do you want to play quarterback? I don't want to play quarterback. I want to play wide receiver. But you're not fast enough to play wide receiver. And when we throw you the ball, you don't catch it. The football mentality was different nowadays. When I got back on the field, first thing I said was I want to give people laps, make them run around the, you know, for saying something, for being late, run around the football field. Because that's how it was when I was there. Come to find out, we can't do that anymore. It was not allowed for us to have them run laps as punishment. Let's put it that way. We can make them do up downs, which is like a burpee. We can make them do bear crawls, or we can make them do push-ups. But the whole running around the school or running around the football field, you couldn't really do anymore. As a warm-up, as a cool down, yeah. But as a punishment, wasn't allowed anymore. And again, this goes back to all the precautions that the San Francisco, the CIF was going through. You know, again, the heat stroke, the heart conditions that sometimes kids don't know they have till it's too late, that we all have to look out for. So that was one thing I needed to figure out what to do. So, okay, we can do up downs. We can do bear crawls. All right, that's fine with me. We'll have these kids do that instead of having them run laps. Something that I needed to, you know, try to get melted in my brain, I guess you can say. I'm going to go back to when I was, because when I played football, that's how it was. Coaches were swearing at you. Coaches was calling you names that you were like, oh my God, why are you calling me this? Why are you saying this about me? I mean, it really did hurt your feelings as a player, but it made you stronger. It made you better. It made you say, I'm going to prove to this coach that I'm not what he's calling me. I'm going to prove to this coach that I am better than what he thinks I am. So it helped. It helped when these coaches were calling me names. You know, I'm 5'5". 5'5". At the time, I think I was 5'6" when I was playing football. I think. And a lot of coaches said, you're not going to accomplish anything with your height. I bulked up. I got big. I played a position that was meant for me to play. Not a position that I said I'd ever play. I didn't say I'm going to play middle linebacker. No, I wanted to be the star running back. I wanted to be the running back that was going to run all over people. I wanted to be the running back that broke O.J. Simpson's San Francisco High School rushing record. That's who I wanted to be. But my body, my physicality wasn't meant for that. So I had to embrace what was meant for me. And I took that. I wrapped my arms around it. I studied that position the best way I could. And I gave 110% that I did. And I did. So that's what made me a defense guru, a linebacker guru. And when I was able to teach these kids what they needed to do, I was able to say, this is what you guys should be doing. This is how you guys should do these. I showed them some linebacker drills, everything. This is 2020. I'm sorry. 2020, when the COVID was kind of sort of lifted, but not really, you know, people were still masking up indoors. But as far as outdoors, you know, we were going in, the kids were coming. I had to ask them all these questions about, you know, symptoms. If you had a sore throat, you had fever, you had to leave, all that stuff. We all went through it. You guys know what I'm talking about. We all went through it. The juniors were the ones that I started with when I got there. I knew a lot of the juniors. This was the same grade my son was in, junior. My son, who was a senior, was kind of like, I'm not sure if I want to play football as a senior. So he was kind of like iffy on coming to practice. But the other kids, they showed dedication. The juniors, the class of 2023, the team that I just coached this season, they showed hard work, dedication. They were there. Their brotherhood, their football brotherhood was unbreakable. Yeah, every brotherhood always has that argument. Everyone does. Doesn't matter what sport it is, but it happens. But it was unbreakable. I saw the bond that these boys put together. Everything that they did from practice, summer practice, trying to motivate each other, having their own Instagram group chat, having their own text group just to make sure everyone got to practice, to me was the best when I saw that. It reminded me of what we were doing back when I was in high school. But back then, we didn't have text messages. It was just make sure if you see each other in the hallway, you remind each other, don't forget to go to practice. Don't forget we got a game today. Don't forget we have this today. So that's how it was for us. We just reminded each other every day instead of group text or text messaging. In August of 2020, unfortunately, I had a setback. My setback was I was hospitalized. I promised these kids that I was going to get them back to where we were, but there was a setback. I was hospitalized. And by the time I got out of the hospital, I wasn't allowed to do anything physical, strenuous, or stressful. So that was a whole football season right there. I was in a hospital from August all the way till the beginning of October. And by the time I was out, I was weak, I was fragile. I couldn't really do anything without the assistance of people helping me. I walked with a walking stick because I refused to walk with a cane. Couldn't stand up for more than 2 minutes without getting tired. Everything had to be retrained. I was hospitalized for that long. I was bedridden for that long. So everything had to be retrained. So I retrained myself. I was able to catch the last game of that 2020 season. And then they lost. Had a big lead in going into the half. And they lost. They lost. Season's over. Didn't make the playoffs. Season's over. 2021-22 season comes around. I said, I'm going to be back. I'm going to help this team. We're going to get this team together. We're going to get the team back to where we should be. Had a 2-5 record last year. 2-5 record. So this year comes, we have everybody in place. We're coming to do our lifting program, which we need to do more weightlifting program. Get these kids stronger. That's pretty much what I'm talking about. Get these kids stronger. Get their head in the game. Get them in the program. Get them back to working out. Get them strong. You know, get them lifting weights. So we were doing that for the summer. We had a couple of 7-on-7s that we were going against other schools just to get us back on track, get us back in football. I was back. I was there. I was coaching the linebackers. I was coaching the defense. We were getting there. We were. And then come when the regular season started coming around and we started having pads, we were making sure kids were eligible grade-wise. Some weren't. Some kids weren't eligible grade-wise. Some kids were able to use an athletic waiver, meaning that if you had enough grades, enough credits to be able to use this waiver, you could. I mean, if you had all Fs, you couldn't use the waiver. You know, back then, I don't remember if we had that. I never had to use a waiver, but I don't remember. So some of these kids used the waiver. Some of these kids were able to play when the season started. We played 3 preseason games and lost 1, from what I remember. Could be 4 preseason games and lost 1. Again, my memory is just not quite there. So we were able to get the kids back on track. We were able to get the kids back to where they were supposed to be. We were able to get the kids back focusing on football. And they did. They focused on winning. They focused on trying to get back on track. They focused on trying to win. And they did. These kids fought so hard to get back on track that we took a team. This is a mostly senior team. This is the same team that started when I first got there. Unfortunate enough, during COVID, you know, they missed all that. This is the same group of guys that showed a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication, put in the work that they needed to put in. And to come out being one of the top football teams in San Francisco again. Again. So we did play. We played 4 preseason games. We lost 1. That one we lost by 1 point, 23-22. And that game we lost, you know, one of our running backs. I'll talk about my running back in a minute. We lost one of our running backs. But we were blowing schools out 49-14, 23-22, 41-0, 20-6. And then when we got to the regular season, 44-8, 64-0, 52-34, 22-0. And then we lost our first game, 49-0. 49-0. That hurt. That bit us. That bit us hard. We wanted to win that game. We lost it.
The Daily Podcast with Eric B.
We had a bye. We recuperated. We won our final season game 20-0, giving us a playoff berth for the first time in 5 years. And for the first time in 11 years, the playoffs was being played at George Washington High School football field. And we lost in the playoffs. 14-17. We finished the season 8-3 overall. 5-1 in league play. Even though it says we are second place, it doesn't matter. We are second place standing wise. But we didn't, you know, we didn't make it to the Turkey Day, the Turkey Bowl. Turkey Day is what we call it here. T-Day, Turkey Day in San Francisco, because championship is being played on Thanksgiving morning. We didn't make it. We lost. But these kids who put the team together, who brought back the George Washington High School football team, I am 100% proud of. And I told them that yesterday. We have our running back. Again, I'm not going to mention names. We have a running back from Nepal. 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 Out of all the places, this kid grew up in Nepal. One of the coldest countries in the world. Played football for the first time. Played as a running back. And he dominated the football field. He dominated football. There was one game, this kid ran five or four touchdowns in the first half. First half, he ran five touchdowns and then got mad when we said, "You're not playing anymore." It was like maybe the first or second game of the season. He was upset. He goes, "Coach, why am I not playing?" I said, "Yo, man, you got your five touchdowns already. Five touchdowns. It's hard to get five touchdowns in a season. This guy got it in the game." And that was just one game. He dominated another game where he had like four or three touchdowns in the first half. But he was very dedicated to this team. He was dedicated to making sure that people will know who he is. And everybody knew who this guy was. At the end of the season, everybody knew who this guy was. Cal High Sports knew who he was. They're doing interviews about him and his family, about what it was like growing up in Nepal, not knowing what American football was, and then coming here playing American football and then dominating. I mean, he was dominating. Dominating. I mean, his courage, his athletic ability was just there. I'm trying to get him on my podcast here. We are going to talk about that soon. He is a high school kid, so I got to make sure it's okay with his family before I get him on a podcast. We're going to talk about his whole, how he got into football, but we're still working out the details then. But yeah, I was fortunate enough to be a running back coach with him. So just telling him how, you know, he already knew all this stuff he knew when I got on board, you know, this season. He already knew how to change his hands. He already knew. And the good thing about me with him was he was my free safety on the defense side. He's also the starting running back on the offense side. I was his running back coach and his defense coach. So whatever he had ideas, he was like, "Hey, when this happens on the defense side and I switch over here," I mean, he understood football. He understood football. When people hear like Nepal, do they understand football? He understands football. He knows football. He knew exactly like what when I was saying when I would say move a little this way, or, you know, when you see that open, that hole opening right here, even though you're supposed to go right where they tell you to go to, if this hole is open right here, bounce it out. Take it that way. And he did. He listened. He's a good kid. Has a lot of heart. Very distraught after the loss we had. I consoled him. I put my arm around him. I had him cry on me, and I told him, no matter what, you're going to be playing somewhere, and I'm going to be there and watch you play. No matter what. No matter what. That's just one of the players that was able to coach. We had a quarterback coming from freshman year, all the way playing varsity. He played varsity his junior year. Yeah, junior year. I think his sophomore year, I think he was on the sophomore varsity. I don't remember. But he played. He's one of the reasons why we were one of the high school teams that wasn't just a ground attack. A lot of high school teams in San Francisco, they're mostly a running game because they don't have a quarterback that can throw. He was one of them. He was one of the quarterbacks that can throw. Sorry, let me rephrase that. He's a quarterback that can throw in San Francisco. Unselfish. Unselfish guy. He was putting in work day in, day out, off season. During the off season, he's putting in work. Before school started, he was putting in work. He wanted to make sure that he'd be the best quarterback football player in San Francisco. Until the very end, suffered an injury, but he still showed heart. He still was out there supporting his team. He was still out there. I believe in the playoffs, he threw two touchdowns. I think he threw two touchdowns. The only two touchdowns we had, he threw both of them. He did. So there was maybe he threw one and one was called back. I don't know. There was a lot of flags in the game that we had that I don't remember who scored what, but I knew he threw one touchdown for sure. The other one could have been a run by the running back, but again, there was a lot of flags that was called against our team. But he is an unselfish kid. These two high school kids that I just mentioned right here, the most unselfish kids that I've met on a football field. You remember in the beginning of the podcast, I said kids are all about me. Me. I want to. This is what they say. I want to. They don't say, coach, I'll be more than happy to be part of this team so I can help this team out. Whatever the position is, we put him in. Whatever. When you ask a kid, what position do you want to play? And they say, I want to play wide receiver. You ask them why. Ask them why. Ask them why. Any sport. It doesn't have to be football. Ask them why they want to play that position. Their answer to you is going to be, because I want to be like whoever they're watching on TV. I want to shoot three-pointers because I want to be like Steph Curry. I want to run around the backfield so I could be like Christian McCaffrey. I want to throw interceptions so I can be like Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know if any kid says that, but that's funny if they did. But you tell them, you ask them, what position do you want to be? And if they tell you, coach, I'll play whatever position you think is good for me. Those are the kids that's going to show loyalty. Those are the kids that are going to show whatever you put them in, they'll embrace that position. They'll take that position. They'll practice that position. They'll study that position. And they'll be the best they can in that position. But at the other end, it could also be that kid who's never played football before. And they're not sure what they want to play, but they'll just play whatever you tell them to play just so they can be on a football team. You have football players, and you have players who just wants the jersey so they can tell everybody else that they're part of the football team. You have a lot of those. You do. That's the one thing about high school football is you have players who are actual athletes who can play football, then you have some of the ones who are just, I'm going to just play football so I can tell my girlfriend I play football. That's it. We had some of those. And that's just, that's how it is. But these two kids that I mentioned, unselfish kids, they did whatever it took for their team to win. They did. Trying to convince them not to play was harder than trying to convince that one player who didn't want to play but wanted to be part of the football team to play. It was. You had kids on the team who had the uniform, had the pads, had the helmets, and you said, go in. They're like, nope. Nope. But the two, these are the two that I mentioned are the two, I would say, if they were, I think they were captains most of the games. These were the two that without them, it would have been a struggle to win. We had a couple games without one that was a struggle to win. We had one game without the other that we didn't win. So that's how important it is with this, with these guys. And they brought the team together. They brought the team together. They made a happy team. They did. They said, hey, whatever it takes, this is how we got to win. And we did. We pulled around the captains. We pulled around everybody. The seniors looked up to these guys and said, this is how I want to win. I want to win this for all the seniors. We had a couple guys who we needed on the field, but due to grades, we couldn't get them on there. We had a kid who played linebacker for me, who was an okay linebacker, who ends up becoming, I would say, the defensive player of the year in this collegiate high school football. I would say that. He had a couple sacks. He had a couple interceptions. He had one big interception that became a pick six that turned away, that turned the game around in one of the games that we were playing. It was a close game till he got that pick six. When he got that pick six, he pretty much sealed the victory for us. Again, couple sacks. He probably has a handful of tackles. I don't have the stats on him right now. I wish I did. But this kid, and when I saw him yesterday, he's a senior. He's one of my son's friends too. And I saw him yesterday. I said, hey, don't stop playing football. Don't. Keep playing. Keep that fire going. He's good. He's that good. As a linebacker, he's good. And then our other guy who I did everything I could to get him on the field. And when he finally got back on the field, he did dominate. He did dominate. He dominated the line. He dominated, you know, he's a run stopper where he needed to be. These kids are high school, are college ready. They just need to lift more. They need to focus more on just the football and football. And then try to get a diploma in one of these schools that would take them. Like in this movie, Rudy, the soundtrack that's in the background right now, right? That we're playing in the background. He wanted to go to Notre Dame so bad to play football. Just to prove to everybody that he can make it. And he said, one day I'm going to play football for the Notre Dame. Everybody laughed at him. You know, they said he's 5 foot nothing, 100 nothing, not an athletic ability whatsoever in him. But he proved to everybody wrong. And he was able to play one play. And it was a play where Joe Montana for Notre Dame didn't suit up so they can suit Rudy Rudiger up. He got the sack. But at the end, he got a diploma. He got a degree from the College of Notre Dame. That's what's important. Play football. Play your heart out. Play whatever you have to do. Whatever sport you have to play, play it. But get your degree at the end. This was the most funnest I had coaching. The most stressful I had coaching. I would eat, sleep, drink football. I would watch film when I wasn't doing anything else. Try to watch TV. But then I was like, wait a minute. I think this team runs this drill. So I'm watching film on this team. And I'm realizing, oh God, this is exactly what they're doing. And I'm texting the coaches. We had our own group chat text too. So I'm texting them, hey, this is the direction they're going. Hey, maybe we should look at this next time. Maybe we should look at that next time. Just how it was. We dedicated our outside work lives. We all have work. The coaches, every coach on this team had jobs, 9 to 5. But we dedicated the extra time outside of our 9 to 5 to these kids. We show these kids that I can be here every day after work. You should be here every day after school also. Should. Hard work, dedication equals to accomplishment. It'll equal to everything you put your heart for. It'll do that. Yeah, we teach these kids football. We teach them how to be better players. But at the end, I want them to take... He didn't just teach me football. He taught me how to be a better person. He taught me how to be extra special to the teammates that didn't really know how to play football. You know, this goes for all the coaches, not just me. You know, I want them to see that, you know, oh yeah, coach showed me that even though this guy's not there with work, dedication, we can get him there. You know, when I played high school football, I took a lot from the coaches. I took a lot from the coaches that coached me. A lot. I learned a lot from them. And some of the stuff that I learned from them still carries on now to my adult life. Which is cool, because you never thought that would happen. But this was a fun season. I'm proud of each and every kid that was on there. Not just the boys, the managers. We had female managers that... We'd ask them to do all these things for us and they did it. I'm proud of them for all that. I'm proud of everybody that was part of this football team. A part of them, from the JV players who was annoying the hell out of us to the varsity players who was annoying the hell out of us. I'm proud of each and every one of them. I'm glad I was able to coach them. I was glad I was able to get them this far. And again, these kids turned the program around. We went from a bottom to the top this season. Everybody knew we were going to be in Turkey Day. When we lost that one game, we got killed 49-0. They said, we'll see you guys in Turkey Day. Because they knew we were going to be in Turkey Day. We knew we were going to be in Turkey Day. We just came up short. That's all it is. They say football is a game of inches, a game of touchdowns. It's exactly what it is. It's a game of inches. We win some, we lose some. This one hurts more. I told one of the seniors yesterday, I went to 3 Turkey Days and lost 2 of them. Losing 2 Turkey Days hurts more than losing playoffs. Trust me. I said, trust me. I know that feeling. I live from this day on. I mean, you know, there was tears going around yesterday. Tears. Especially for the seniors. Especially for the guys who put in the hard work every day, day in, day out. The running back. The quarterback. The ones who were there and said, we're going to win. We're going to win hard. We're going to win well. We're going to win good. We're going to come out on top. It was hard for them. This loss was hard for them. It was hard for everyone, even the coaches. Never seen the coaches so emotional in my life. But we were. We were. There's a song that says, never seen a grown man cry. Well, guess what? When you lose a football game, whether you're a coach, a player, or a spectator, grown men will cry. Nothing be bad about that. We cried because that, you know, that just showed us how much this team meant to us, how much this season meant to us. Those were tears for that reason, and that reason only. You know, you'll always remember who you played with, the brothers that you had on this football battlefield. You will always remember them from high school to college. you will remember them. And these boys, again, some of them have a chance to make it the next level. Some of them do. Some of them, this is it. High school football. I just wanted to play high school football just so I can play high school football. No shame in that. No shame in people not wanting to play, you know, the next level. Some people can, some people can't. But I'm proud of these kids. I'm proud of what they've done. I'm proud of what they accomplished. I'm proud of everything they did to get to where they were, where they are. And there's nothing to be ashamed about. We lost to defending city champs and we lost to the defending state champs. The team that we lost, defending state, defending city. We lost to them. We lost to a good team. They have playoff experience. Now we know what it's like. Now we know what to look forward to. It's not quite a rebuilding season for the George Washington High Varsity football team. We do have a couple juniors moving up to play varsity. We do have the JVs who are old enough to be playing varsity next year moving up. It's just back to the drawing board. Back to trying to convince kids that I think you're better playing this position than this position. And if it doesn't work, we go back to the position that they like playing. But as coaches, we got to always make sure that the kids are safe, the kids are having fun, the kids are motivated, and they don't stop getting hungry playing football. That's the important thing. And get that high school diploma. For some of you guys, if you guys listen to this, get that high school diploma. That's the most important thing you should take away from all this. Football is life, but the only way to have life is to have a high school diploma. It's the best thing. But again, I'm proud of these guys. I'm proud of everything that they've done. I'm proud of everything that they accomplished. I'm proud of everything that we've gone through as a team. And I'm proud to say that I've met and know each and every one of them. Each and every one of them is a part of me now. I will never forget each and every one of them moving forward. And, you know, until we find a way to meet again next time, it's going to be, you know, right now it's time. It's hard to swallow what just happened, but it is what it is. It's happened. It's over. We learn from it. We move on. But I want to thank the seniors, class of 2023. If you guys listen to this, I want to thank you guys for helping me be a better coach, helping me find my flaws in coaching, and helping me coach you guys, trusting in me to coaching you guys on my defensive side. I want to thank you guys. I want to thank the coaches who put up with all the stuff that we went through every day. I want to thank the parents who were there all the time, every game, pushing their kids to make sure their kids got to practice. I want to thank them as well. It was a fun season. It was a fun season. It was a great season. We'll definitely be back. We will definitely be back. I promise you that we will be back. One way or the other, we'll be back. But I thought I'd just share this podcast with you guys. I wanted to just let you guys know what's been going on. Now that the football season is over, I'll be able to focus more on the podcast, be able to focus a little bit more on the vlogs, try to get more interviews lined up so that way we can continue with the interview process when it comes to the podcast and the vlogs interviews. But I want to thank you guys again. Thank you guys again for always being supportive on the podcast, on the vlogs, on my social media account, all that. I want to thank you guys for all that. Definitely, you know, follow me on my Instagram, Facebook accounts. I leave all that description down below. This podcast is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify. If I missed anything else, just Google it, The Daily Podcast with Eric B. You'll find it. But until next time, I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you again, George Washington High School Class of 2023 Varsity Football Team, for a great year, a great experience. I'll see you guys all in graduation. Until next time, guys, thanks for listening. The podcast has ended. Go in peace. Now, this is a song that I always played after every victory. And I didn't get to play it yesterday, and I wanted to so bad. Here it goes, right here.
This is how we do it.
After every victory, this is my Instagram post, because this is how we do it.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Podcast with Eric B.